WMRA Daily. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. The Spanberger administration restores the original plan to study a rail-to-trail project in the Shenandoah Valley. UVA researchers say Virginia's economy could take a turn for the worse this year. And Justice Cleo Powell becomes the first Black woman to hold the role of Chief Justice of Virginia's Supreme Court. This is the WMRA Daily for Wednesday, March 4th. The process of studying the conversion of a rail line to a recreational trail in the Shenandoah Valley has been returned to its original plan. The Virginia Mercury reports that Governor Abigail Spanberger's administration has overturned a ruling from her predecessor that significantly raised the potential cost and changed control over the proposed hiking and biking trail from Broadway to Front Royal. The Commonwealth Transportation Board's February 17th decision now continues the process of exploring whether the corridor will be restored with a parallel trail or remain as a trail alone. In December, Governor Glenn Youngkin's administration proposed that the board advance a multi-use trail and rail corridor versus a trail-only plan. That proposal carried a nearly $700 million price tag and reduced opportunities for public meetings and comment. The latest decision rescinded that directive. You can find WMRA's previous reporting on the proposed trail at WMRA.org. A UVA center that studies economic trends says that this year could be a tough one for Virginia. Virginia Public Radio's Sandy Hausman has the details.
Economists at the University of Virginia predict unemployment will rise this year to 4.4%. João Ferreira, acting director of the Center for Economic and Policy Studies, says job growth is already down.
Consulting and professional and technical services, we start seeing a decline. And last year, Virginia closed mostly with a stagnation and not with a creation of jobs.
In the fourth quarter of 2025, only three sectors saw strong growth: construction, linked to data centers, transportation, and healthcare. The latter, he says, could take a dive due to cuts in federal programs like Medicaid.
I'm not saying no. In fact, we predict for 2026 that the healthcare service will not create as many jobs as is created in 2025. So there is a slowdown.
He says rents will continue to rise in 2026, as will the price of power.
And this is because definitely the impact that data centers are having and the way they are escalating our energy demand. Dominion is already predicting that in the next decade, prices can go up 5 to 6 to 7% a year, depending on the scenarios.
But he adds we're not yet in recession because gross domestic product, the value of goods and services produced here, is still growing. I'm Sandy Hausman.
On Monday, Justice Cleo Powell became the first Black woman to hold the role of Chief Justice of Virginia's Supreme Court. In a ceremony, Powell thanked her mentors and family.
There is an African proverb: if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. Each of you represents some aspect of my journey from Brunswick County, Virginia, to the Chief Justice seat of the Supreme Court of Virginia. Because of grace, my journey has been long, because I traveled with you.
Powell succeeds Chief Justice Bernard Goodwin, who retired this year after serving in the role since 2022. Speed cameras caught more than 600,000 drivers speeding across the Commonwealth last year. Virginia State Police released a report on speed camera usage by roughly 50 state and local law enforcement agencies. The cameras, which were located in school and highway work zones, as well as high-risk areas, brought in more than $54 million in fines last year. Meanwhile, a state report reveals that some Virginia law enforcement agencies are misusing automatic license plate reader technology. WRIC reports the January study from the Virginia State Crime Commission surveyed 361 law enforcement agencies across the Commonwealth. According to the report, several agencies are not following the state's rules for automatic license plate recognition, or ALPRs. One-third of agencies did not respond to the study. ALPR systems use camera surveillance technology to read license plates, and it's a tool that police say can help solve crimes. State law requires that data collected by the camera systems must be deleted after 21 days unless it is needed for an investigation. The report found that 21% of agencies kept ALPR data for longer than the 21-day limit. Additionally, 30 agencies gave access to federal or out-of-state agencies, which is also against the law. Virginia decriminalized possession of small amounts of marijuana years ago, and now the General Assembly is on track to create a legal retail market. But a conservative anti-pot group is targeting Democrats ahead of the vote. Virginia Public Radio's Brad Kuttner reports.
According to Kevin Sabet from Smart Approaches to Marijuana, or SAM, Virginia creating a legal retail market for weed is a big mistake.
Not only does crime go up near marijuana stores in local areas, property values go down, and youth have more access to it because it's commercialized, it's in your face, it's on your way walking home from school.
His group purchased a truck with massive TV screens to drive around the General Assembly building, featuring the faces of several Democratic delegates with the message, quote, shame on you for forcing pot shops onto Virginia towns.
Members need to know that, you know, they're really setting up their communities for failure.
Chelsea Higgs Wise is with Marijuana Justice. She's been fighting to roll back Virginia's prohibition on marijuana for years, and now to help craft the new retail bill. She said Sabet's complaints aren't new, and they've long been used to criminalize choices she argues are up to the individual, not the government.
That's why states and commonwealths like Virginia are here putting in the time to put up and stand up a regulatory measure that will be safe and make people feel ready for legalization.
Loudoun County Democratic delegate John McAuliffe was among those targeted by the rolling ads. He said he'd never had his face on the side of a truck before, but
I'm happy to have it to give Virginians more rights and create more ag jobs, as far as I'm concerned.
The retail marijuana bill is still working through both chambers with some bipartisan support. A final version is likely to head to the governor's desk in the coming weeks. In Richmond, I'm Brad Kuttner.
The debate over how to handle the data center sales tax exemption, which totaled about $1.9 billion last year, has moved behind closed doors. Patrick Larson with VPM News has the latest.
A Senate committee rejected the House's proposal to condition the tax write-off on new clean energy requirements Tuesday morning. But Senator Cree Deed said the chamber would use the House's proposal as a backup in budget talks.
If the tax exemption is going to go forward, we're going to have language nearly identical to this in the Senate or in the final budget.
Progressive Group, the Commonwealth Institute for Fiscal Analysis, favors the Senate's proposal to eliminate the tax exemption entirely. Here's Legislative Director Rodrigo Soto speaking at a press conference Tuesday.
We ask data centers to pay their fair share, and by doing so, we're able to invest in health care, in child care, and in compensating our public sector workers.
Lawmakers from both chambers are expected to present a final budget to Governor Abigail Spanberger by March 14th.
Patrick Larson reporting. The General Assembly is trying to stay on top of the latest social media trends, specifically those that happen behind the wheel. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope has the details.
Unsafe at any speed. That's what Delegate Joshua Cole, a Democrat from Fredericksburg, says about live streaming while driving. He says the TikTok videos of drivers chasing clout are part of a trend that needs to drop off the grid.
Whether they're doing these trends called the ghost driving, where the car is still moving and they jump out of the car and dance while the car is moving, or they are speeding down the highway trying to see how fast it can go. And they're live streaming that, right? And this has produced accidents, it's produced deaths, and things are happening. And we want to make sure that we're proactive in Virginia instead of being reactionary.
His bill passed the House. Then when it was under consideration in the Senate, it ran into a buzzsaw of questions. Here's Republican Senator Glenn Sturtevant, a Republican from Colonial Heights.
As it was drafted, you could arguably interpret it, or a court could interpret it, as preventing people from being on a Zoom call without video while they're in the car. And that's something that many of us do in the age of Zoom, is you'll be on a Zoom meeting while you're driving. You're not using the video, you're using the audio through your Bluetooth in your car.
The Republican senator worked with the Democratic delegate to amend the bill, and now it's likely on its way to the governor's desk later this week. Reporting from the Capitol in Richmond, Michael Pope.
Finally today, consumer protection laws can help right wrongs. Virginia's new Attorney General, Jay Jones, sat down with Brad Kuttner to explain what issues his office hopes to get involved in.
If you think you've been scammed, Virginia's Attorney General wants to hear about it.
As we think about affordability, this is a place where we really have to lean in to make sure that we're putting money back in people's pockets.
That's Virginia's new Attorney General, Jay Jones. The list of scams you can file complaints with his office include internet scams, credit card, loan and debt collection, medical and health professionals, towing, and more. But that work may expand, especially as federal agencies like the Department of Justice and the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, or CFPB, reduce enforcement or are dismantled altogether.
The administration is trying to undermine that very, very important entity. I think states do have an obligation to step into the vacuum.
Jones already joined a national lawsuit aiming to undo President Donald Trump's CFPB unwinding, but he's also been working with Virginia elected officials to help craft bills to better protect Virginia consumers. Among efforts is one from Herndon Democratic delegate Irene Shin that aims to put guardrails on contracts between residential solar companies and homeowners.
They did weigh in to say, we want to see these provisions strengthened, and then we'll come back next year with maybe more opportunities for the AG to go after them.
But all this work comes with a cost, especially acute in the wake of reduced funding under the previous administration. But Richmond area Democratic Senator Lamont Bagby said they'll be changing that too.
And we are prepared to give the AG's office additional support to make sure that they are outfit and have the attorneys and staff to support it.
In Richmond, I'm Brad Kuttner.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening. And I hope you enjoy your Wednesday.